For the first 20 years of human spaceflight, no astronaut had spent a 4th of July in space. But that changed in 1982, when astronauts guided Space Shuttle Columbia to its first concrete runway landing at Edwards Air Force Base in California.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
First Lady Nancy Reagan was on site to greet astronauts Mattingly and Hartsfield as they disembarked from Columbia after the successful landing, while President Reagan remarked to the watching world that TK and Hank had given the American people a 4th of July present to remember. 10 more years passed before another crew celebrated the 4th in space, but with the start of continuous human occupancy aboard the International Space Station in November of 2000, at least one American astronaut has spent the holiday in space ever since. Celebrations tend to be low-key, but the entire crew, regardless of nationality, have the day off from regular duties. Mission Control often plays patriotic wake-up songs, and astronauts eat cookies decorated in the colors of the American flag. In the coming years, more American astronauts will celebrate Independence Day aboard the space station, and one day, we can look forward to Artemis astronauts celebrating Independence Day on the moon. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA.